Welcome back to Return to Truth Podcast. I am your host, Clint Curry. Thank you for joining me today. And if this is your first time here with me, then allow me to welcome you to the show. And if you've listened to me before, I appreciate your continued loyalty to the Bible truth and this podcast. If you haven't already, please do me a favor. Make sure to subscribe to this podcast channel, comment, and rate. I am dropping new episodes every single Monday at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. However, next Monday, there will not be a new episode. So make sure to mark your calendar for the following episode, and that's going to be April the 22nd. Again, that's April the 22nd. Make sure to mark your calendar so you can stay up to date. And sorry about the delay in posting last Monday's episode. I had a bit of a technical difficulty, and for some reason, the upload just didn't go as scheduled. So hopefully, I've gotten that part figured out. And of course, if you haven't yet listened to our previous podcast episode, go back and give it a listen. We have already covered so much as it is. Speaking of coverage, with more than 55 episodes and three seasons, we have surpassed 2,500 downloads in 31 countries within 341 different cities. That is simply amazing. A huge shout out to all of you for your continued support. Trust me, it matters so much more than you know. So without any further delay, let's get right into this episode. Let me start off with some questions. Should a Christian tithe? Is it even biblical? Does it even matter? How much should I give? And how should I give? You know, these are all great questions, all of them. And I hear you loud and clear. And I'm on the same page with you, or at least I was. Now, I know what you're thinking. Tithing? Seriously? In this day and age? No way. Have you seen the cost of everything? All I've heard for the past year was the word inflation. I mean, come on. We are feeling it in our pockets, no doubt there. You might even say, I can't justify it. I just can't. I used to believe the same thing. I used to believe that God would understand. He would understand my life, my circumstances. And I used to think to myself that God knows that I can't just give him money that I need. I mean, look at my bills, I said. Does God want me to survive or not? How is this even possible? I can't just hand over my money that I don't really have. I used to think that I needed it more than him. And I used to use those funds as if they were negotiable. That's how I thought about them. You see, when we do that, we effectively strip ourselves completely of the abundance that God has in store for us. Let me read this verse for you. Ephesians 3:20. It says this, "Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us." So my question now is, do you believe that? Do you honestly believe that? If so, then what are you doing? God provided it to you. And if it weren't for him, you wouldn't have what you have today. You wouldn't be where you are today, whether that be a little or a lot. And I say better a little than none at all. You see, you both are partners in this. God got you the job. He landed it for you. He supplied the funds. Now it's your turn to give him his share. You know, what better partner in finances to have with you than God himself? Am I right? I would rather have God doing my finances than me. That's a fact. Trust me, I've been down some bad financial paths before. So having God be your accountant might not be such a bad idea. Let's take a look at a story from the book Triumphant Truth to help get us going in the right direction. Let me use this one here. Now, I think we can agree that employees deserve to be reimbursed for company expenses paid out of their own pocket. Am I right? But it says that a man by the name of David Smith, a former Quest diagnostic manager, found a way to get reimbursed for much more than that, to the sum of about $1.2 million to be exact. You see, Smith set up fake companies, created fake invoices, and turned in fake expense reports for payments that he supposedly made to companies on Quest's behalf. The FBI finally caught up with Smith, who was sentenced to 5 years in prison. So how was he nabbed? Besides making up fake companies, the addresses he created for them didn't match up. One fake company, its address was actually an entrance ramp to a freeway in Tampa, Florida. So what's the point to this story? The point is, it's bad enough to steal from a company, but can you imagine trying to rob God? The Bible explains the results of unfaithfulness in returning tithes and giving offerings. We see in Malachi 3:9, it says, "You are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation." Such strong language is being used here. A curse, nonetheless, even, seems to be a big deal with God. But look at verse 10. See what it says here. It says, God asked his people to what? Bring all the tithes into the storehouse. And adds this, try me now in this. Try me, he says. As in, go ahead and pour out your tithes to me, and I will go above and beyond what you can imagine and pour out my blessings on you. So what follows this, in the very same verse, is a promise of unusual proportions. The verse goes on to read, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it. And the results continue for those who are faithful. In verse 11, it reads, I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, so that he will not destroy the fruit of your ground, nor shall the vine fall to bear fruit for you in the field. And there's even more. Verse 12, all nations will call you blessed, for you will be a delightful land. Such a promise we have. In such a crazy mixed up world where taking is thought to bring you happiness and abundance, the Bible teaches, give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. That's going to be found in Luke 6:38. So after reading all of this, suddenly the small percentage doesn't seem like so much, does it? When you give to God, you discover that God gives to you. But it's tempting. It's tempting to keep something that doesn't belong to you. But you know, it happens all the time with God's money. I mean, no one really thinks twice about it. But if we truly believed in God, if we truly understood who He is, we wouldn't hold back a penny. As a matter of fact, we'd probably tear apart our house looking for any cent that was His. In Malachi 3:8, when the Lord confronted His people and asked them, will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me. They replied, in what way have we robbed you? The Lord told them, in tithes and offerings. So what we see is that God knows what is going on. We can't hide it from Him. The Bible teaches that one-tenth of all material things acquired belong to God. Scripture says, all the tithe of the land, whether all of the seed of the land or all of the fruit of the tree, is the Lord's. It is holy to the Lord. That's Leviticus 27:30. And in Hebrew, the word for tithe simply means one-tenth. It says here in verse 32, concerning the tithe of the herd or the flock of whatever passes under the rod, that one-tenth shall be holy to the Lord. In Genesis 14:20, Abraham paid tithe to Melchizedek, the priest of God the Most High. Jacob made a vow to the Lord in Genesis 28:22, of all that you give me, I will surely give a tenth to you. Again, we see it. God commanded the nation of Israel to return tithe. You can find that in Numbers 18:24, 26, and 28. And Jesus affirmed the practice of tithing in Matthew 23:23. So tithing is found all throughout the Bible, not just the Old Testament, but also the New Testament. And tithing is seen as an expression of faith and obedience to God's commandments. It's a way of acknowledging God's authority over all aspects of life, including finances, and demonstrating trust in His provision. Every time you tithe, you trust. Not only that God will bless you, but that God will bless others, that He will use the funds that you have given Him for His glory. Because you may have forgotten, it's not just you out there. There are other people associated to the church and to the funds that you give. Tithing provides essential financial support for the work of the church, including outreach programs, missions, pastoral care, and the maintenance of facilities. It enables the church to fulfill its mission of proclaiming the gospel, nurturing believers, and serving the community. And it enables you to fulfill your promise. Just remember that your gift does not simply disappear into the offering plate, never to be seen again. Instead, it is entrusted to God and used for His purposes, not just to benefit you, but to benefit others and further the message of the truth. Your funds are not used to just save you. They are used to save others. Who would have thought something like money, of all things, could potentially be the one thing that brings the message to those who need it? So when you give, don't give begrudgingly. Give with a joyful heart. Give knowing that God will use your funds not only for you, but for others and for Him, and that your funds can help save a soul that is lost. And maybe you are giving. Maybe you're giving every single week. You're giving your tenth. You're doing right by the Lord. But maybe it's time to give more. Maybe it's time to give an offering, something that's outside of the tenth, something that would set you back, but set God and His mission forward. That's going to be the most difficult part, because we so often want to take from the penny jar that's over here in the corner, but we never want to look under the mattress. The point is to give until it hurts. You can't outgive God. So I want to go ahead and close out with a quote here. It says, "Give according to your income, lest God make your income according to your giving." That's all for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget, we will be back April 22nd, so mark your calendars. We have so much more coming your way. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram. Just search the name Return to Truth and look for the logo. Maybe you'd like to be a part of this program. Maybe you'd like to sponsor this program. If that is the case, you can reach out to us at returntotruth@protonmail.com. Again, that's returntotruth@protonmail.com. That's protonmail.com. You can find Return to Truth on many different podcast apps, so feel free to go out and search Return to Truth and look for that logo. You'll find it there. Make sure you follow this podcast channel on those apps or websites to stay up to date. Don't forget to then comment and rate, because I want to hear from you. And please share this podcast as much as you can. Remember to stay tuned for our next episode as we return to truth.